Due to adult language and content, this podcast may not be suitable for listeners under the age of 17. Listener's discretion is advised.
Good evening, morning, afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. My name is Colin McCarty, and you're listening to episode 2 of Let's Make Chat. Well, it's been a hell of a week and a half, let me tell you guys. First off, I really want to thank everyone for all of the incredible support you guys have given me over the last couple weeks with the launch of the podcast, my return to content creation. It has been a ride, let me tell you. I'm loving it, though, and I'm really happy. I got a lot of positive feedback on the podcast. Definitely had a couple notes of, you know, audio things to work on, and we're gonna work on those kind of as we progress. But I'm really appreciative of all the positive vibes, the really nice messages that I've gotten so far on the podcast. So thank you. Episode 2, here we are. You know, it's only a week and a half late. It's not a week and a half late. It's like a week late. So we should have been episode 3 should have been launching this week, but we are instead launching episode 2 this week. And episode 2 was originally focused around my setup and the setup I was using, you know, how I do my content creation, my podcasting, how I'm going to be doing videos here in a couple weeks, you know, what that was like, how I gamed. That was my video for episode 2. And I had, you know, I had some great notes. I had some, you know, some things I was really excited to talk about. And then that's when the technical difficulties started. For those of you who caught the last episode, you may have noticed that the mic quality was funky. You know, there was a little bit of ringing in the background. You know, it wasn't the crispest, the most crisp, the crispiest, the most crisp. We're going to go with most crisp. It wasn't the most crisp of audio recordings. And, you know, I recorded straight into the Anchor app on the desktop. So there was bound to be a little bit, but even I could tell that it didn't sound like it should. You know, I have a really nice Yeti, and it's always had a really crisp sound to it. And for a USB mic, you know, it's no Shure, but it has an excellent sound for a USB mic. And I noticed that, you know, like I said, it picked up some ringing in the background. It was picking up some weird... just some weirdness in the background. And when I went to record episode 2, you know, I always do a few takes before I start the episode just to, you know, check audio levels, you know, background noise, things like that. And it was much worse when I went to record episode 2. It was really, really bad. So, you know, I talked to a couple of my tech buddies, and, you know, we came to the conclusion that it was probably my microphone. You know, the Yeti was having problems. You know, that happens. You know, microphones can get a surge. They can blow the recording piece. I was like, okay, cool. You know, something happened, whether when I was rearranging my office, you know, I dinged it, no big deal. So I ordered a replacement, got that in, hooked it up. You know, it was running fine. Went to record episode 2 again and had the same problem. And I thought, well, that's weird. That's, you know, that's super weird. How does that happen? It's not supposed to do that. So I, you know, I went back to the drawing board with my, you know, my cohorts, my colleagues and I. And, you know, I run a lot of my peripherals, or I was previously running a lot of my peripherals through a hub. So I thought, okay, the hub's bad, you know. The hub is having the problem. Let me direct connect it to my docking station for my laptop. Ran it through my docking station. Had the exact same result. The results were identical. You know, it was really, really peaky, and it was mechanical. I almost sounded like, you know, I was running through a voiceover machine or a voice changer. You know, it was very robotic. It was weird. And it just didn't get any better, you know, and it was significantly worse from when we recorded episode 1. So I directly connected it to my laptop, I thought, you know, here we go. I'll plug it into my laptop and then, you know, we can go from there. I'm sure I can figure out, you know, kind of what the problem is. Connected it to my laptop, disconnected every other peripheral that was attached to my laptop. And what did I find? The exact same thing happened. So I realized that it wasn't my, you know, it wasn't my microphone, but it in fact had to be a problem somewhere along the road with my computer. So, you know, I went back to the drawing board and I was trying some other things. And while I was working, I began to have some weird systemic level failures, you know, some crashing, applications quitting out, the computers restarting, you know, things that it shouldn't be doing if everything's working correctly. So I was, you know, I was upset. I was definitely concerned because I had just moved to this setup, I don't know, 3 months ago. I migrated to an Apple setup to be able to do some really, really hardcore editing, some new digital work that I'm doing freelance for, you know, for job. There was a lot that went into that decision, and you know, I was having major issues. So I started doing some troubleshooting. I used to work at Apple. I think I talked about that in the last episode. If I didn't, I spent a number of years with Apple in various roles. So I can do some of it myself, but eventually I did have to kind of, you know, go to Apple support and figure out what was going on. So I had, you know, Apple support was doing some testing, and what ended up happening was I had multiple crashes throughout the day. I had multiple like reboots, shutdowns, failing screens, the works. And that's when it was pretty apparent that my system was going to not last very long. In fact, according to Apple, it had like 6 different fail points when testing was being ran. So I thought, you know what, it's time to go somewhere else. So I ended up going yesterday. What is this, Tuesday? This is Tuesday going to Wednesday. Yeah. So I went last night and I decided I was going to get a new computer. You know, I was like, I need it for work. I need it for personal. I need it for content creation. So I have no problem spending the money. But I couldn't decide if, actually, I was pretty set that I didn't want to go with another Mac. And here's why. The Mac that died was an open box. I bought it from a store open box because I got a hell of a good deal on it. Take note, kids, if something's too good to be true or seems too good to be true, it probably is. I should have that tattooed on my ass at this point, as many times as I've learned this lesson. If it seems too good to be true, probably is. So I had an open box Mac, got a great deal on it because it was a last model. So it was a previous generation and it was open box. So I got it for significant discount. So then I thought to get a replacement Mac to do what I would need it to do, power wise, etc., you know, I'd be spending double what I previously spent 3 months ago. And I thought, you know what, that's not worth it. For the most part, I was working in the creative suite. So, you know, the Adobe Creative Cloud, that's, you know, Illustrator, Photoshop, Audition, Premiere, etc. And I thought, I can do that on a PC. You know, I might as well go back to a PC. I still love spending a lot of time gaming. And while I had a great solution using Shadow Cloud Service, I thought, well, let's go to a PC. It solves two birds with one stone. So I kind of went back and forth. And I'm like, you know, do I want to build one or do I want to buy a pre-built? And the thing about pre-built is 9 out of 10 times pre-builts are, you know, they're not a good expense unless you're just wanting to not do it yourself, or you're not knowledgeable enough. You don't have the skill set to build one. You go with a pre-built, you're paying for the convenience of a computer already being built. Whereas if you go through and part out a computer, you know, you buy a case, you buy a graphics card, a motherboard, a CPU, you know, you go through and you buy all the pieces, you can usually end up, you know, saving a pretty good amount of money. So I thought, you know, I'll compare. I'll look at what I want, get kind of an idea. And go from there and see kind of the route I want to take. So I had got it into my head that I wanted a Ryzen, an AMD CPU setup. I'm actually probably one of the few who prefers AMD CPUs over Intel CPUs. I really like from a workhorse standpoint, I really, really like AMD CPUs. So I've always been a really big fan of them. So I decided I was going to go with a Ryzen setup. Plus the added advantage of Intel is like the Bose of CPUs. You buy a Bose and you know that extra $150 you're paying is partly because it says Bose on it, or the same thing with an Apple product. You know, you're paying for the name, the brand as much as you are the product. So the thing about Ryzen is you tend to save a considerable amount of money versus an Intel processor. So I was like, you know, I'm pretty safe to say I'm going to go with an AMD CPU. However, when it comes to graphics, NVIDIA is, in my opinion, the only way to go. And here's why. Nowadays, 99% of AAA titles, these are your main studio games, your Destinies, your, you know, Battlefield, your Call of Duty, Anthem. These games are built and NVIDIA pays to have the games optimized on their card so that, you know, the people are, they're going to sell more cards if they know that games are built on their cards. So it's like a game is built for console and then it's ported to PC. It's like the same thing. The game is built with the architecture of one GPU and then it's essentially made compatible with the other. So I knew I wanted an NVIDIA card. I also knew I wanted a 20 series because I am very excited about Anthem. Anthem comes out like 40 some days. There's a demo that's actually going to be available here in a couple weeks, the first VIP demo. So this is one that's not open to the public. You do have to have either a pre-order or you have to be an Origin Access/Access Premier member to get access to the VIP demo. And then a week later, the open demo hits, and that's for 3 days, and that's where anybody can play the game on whatever platform you're wanting to play it on, PC, Xbox, PlayStation. So I'm very excited about Anthem, but Anthem is actually going to be taking advantage of the RTX technology, which really is one of the shining points of the 20 series. So I was like, cool, I'm going to go with the 20 series, I think. And it all came down to, you know, what did I really want to spend versus, you know, what I could get with a pre-built, what I could get if I parted it out. So I started looking around. I was looking at parts, you know, PC part picker. I work in technology. I've built computers before, as far as gaming rigs. So I kind of knew, you know, the price range I was looking at. And I thought, all right, well, let's take a look at some pre-builts just because, you know, why not? And I'd actually forgotten that I had some store credit at Best Buy, you know, a couple things. I won a contest and I got some store credit. And then I had a couple things that I got for the holidays that I didn't actually want. So I took those in for store credit. So I had some store credit just hanging out for, you know, a couple months between, you know, my own things and things I'd gotten for the holidays that I ended up not using. I thought, all right, well, let's take a look at Best Buy. I'm like, you know, for pre-builts. And let me see, like, comparatively what the costs run for what's currently out on the market. You know, can I stretch that range of products that I want a little bit further if I have my, you know, my store credit, or does it just end up breaking even and then I just blow my store credit so that I could, you know, break even? Well, I lucked out and I was pretty shocked because I had an idea of what I was, you know, I was thinking either a 1080 or a 2070. But I really didn't know that I was going to be able to find a good deal on all the parts that I needed. I couldn't decide on a case. Well, lo and behold, I go to Best Buy and I start looking at their pre-built. And I'm like, all right, well, here's what I've got in, you know, let's say this range. Let's say the $1,100 to the $1,500 range. Let's just start there. So I started the $1,100 range and, you know, I'm getting computers that are popping up. $1,100, it's got a 1030 in it. $1,200, it's got a 1050 in it. I'm like, oh, Jesus. I'm like, I can't, I'm not using a, you know, I'm not getting a, I'm spending over a grand for a computer with a 1050 in it. I'm like, I could easily build that myself for much less, you know, get a 1060 or something off the market for, you know, significantly less and put a better build in for, not nearly as much money. So I thought, all right, well, this isn't working out super great. But then I continued to look through just because I thought, well, let's take a look. Let's look in the 1500 range and kind of see where that leads me. Well, I struck gold. So I'm scrolling through. You know, I'm not finding anything. The builds are shitty. The parts that are in them are crappy. You know, they're super outdated GPUs, or because I want to be able to play at good settings. I play at 1080p, so nothing crazy. You know, I have 60 hertz monitors. I have nice, you know, 1080 60 hertz monitors. So nothing crazy, but I still wanted to be able to have, you know, ultra settings. I wanted to be able to play, or as close to that as possible. I wanted to be able to play and take the advantage of the fact that I'm playing on a PC, you know, et cetera. So I'm going through, I'm feeling like I'm just kicking rocks at this point. This is a waste of time. I just go back to the part picker site. And then I stumbled upon, you know, the gold mine. I was on the Mayflower and I hit, or the Santa Maria, whatever the ship, Christopher Columbus, I don't know. History was a long time ago. I was on the ship that first discovered America, and it was the Santa Maria, I know that's right. I hit the shore of North America, and I thought, holy shit, I struck gold. I found a pre-built from CyberPower PC, which I've always been a big fan of CyberPower PC. I like their stuff. I think they're probably the best on the market for pre-builds. You know, changed my mind. But I've always really liked CyberPower. I thought they used, you know, great parts. Their cases and their components always look good. So I found a CyberPower PC pre-built with a white tower, which I was really excited about because I actually like white cases. It was a mid tower with a 2700X Ryzen 7 series 8-core CPU with 16 gigs of RAM and with a NVIDIA RTX 2070 for like $1,400. It also had a 240 SSD and a 2 terabyte 7200 RPM hard drive. And I thought, holy shit. I don't know how I found this build. I don't know how this is still available because this is a crazy good deal. And I was super pumped because Best Buy, for those of you who don't know, only sells gaming PCs on a large scale around the holidays because, you know, this time of year people go out and buy them for their kids. They buy them for their friends or significant others. Otherwise, they don't really carry them in store or sell them. You know, you have to order them online and they have a very small selection. Well, they still had some of these pre-builts in, and one of them was this 2070 Ryzen 2700X system. And I thought, holy shit, $1,400 for the Ryzen processor that I wanted, a 2070 GPU, which was above what I was thinking I was going to buy. I was sold. I was super excited about it. So I took it up and I showed the real decision maker in my family, which is my wife. You know, she's the boss. I'm the jester. You know, she makes all the decisions in the court. And I said, hey, look, here's what I'm thinking. I showed, and here's the thing, kids, you know, do your homework. Don't be like, I'm going to spend $1,300 and then just leave it at that. You know, I showed why, you know, in terms of the amount of time it would take me for building myself versus the parts I could get. And honestly, with the parts that this had in it, I actually got a really, really good deal. So I was looking online, and not only, here's the kicker, not only did they have this system still available, there was one store in 150 plus miles that was in my area that actually had one in stock. I could go pick it up. It was available to buy, and I thought, holy shit, I can order it now online, and I can actually go tomorrow and pick it up. I don't have to wait for shipping. I don't have to pay for shipping. I don't have to worry about being home to sign for a delivery. I was able to go and order this PC. Cleared it with the missus. You know, I said, hey, are you okay with this? You know, obviously she understands that both personally and professionally, you know, I need to have access to a computer and it can't be, you know, $150 Dell from Walmart. Like, it's got to be something that can handle the work that I do. So I ordered this computer. And I ordered this computer and I somehow managed to go to sleep, which I was excited all night. I actually slept terribly because I was just so pumped knowing that, you know, I was gonna be able to pick this up. And, next morning rolls around. I'm antsy at the office. I'm waiting for the confirmation. It's ready for pickup, you know, yada, yada, yada. So I get there. I get the confirmation that it's available. And I, you know, I take a little time. I leave the office. I go spend the morning to go pick it up, you know, get it taken care of, knock it out. So I get that. I get it picked up. I get there and they're like, oh, yeah, we've got it on, you know, we've got it ready for you. Here it is. The outside of the packaging was actually a little damaged. So they opened it for me just to show me that, you know, all of the foam casing surrounding the computer and the accessories, you know, was unharmed, untouched, no problem. So I took it back with me to the office because I obviously wasn't going to leave it in my car and I didn't necessarily have time. I had to drive about 30 minutes from my office to go get it because that was the only store. The store was like, you know, 25, 30 minutes away, but it was the only store in 150 plus miles of where I live that actually still had one available. And they weren't, they had really low quantities online. So they were, you know, they were getting ready to pull their gaming PC stock. It's the time of the year when they start rotating those out because they just, otherwise they have to sit on them at the warehouse. And a gaming PC is not a small, a small thing they can just stack in a corner. So I really lucked out. So I took it back immediately to the office. And I managed to get through my work day and get the work that I needed to accomplish, despite turning around in my office chair every 5 minutes to take a look at this box sitting there and resisting the urge to open it, which my boss got a huge kick out of because I kept saying, I'm really trying hard to not open this and just start setting it up here in the office. So the work day ends, I pop in the car. Of course I look out, I get ready to leave. I look outside and there's storm clouds. I'm like, oh shit. So I go and I find this giant, like, dumpster canister sized trash bag and I cover the box so I can get it from the office to the car. And then when I get home from the car to the house, if it's raining, left, got on the road, got home. Luckily there was a break in the weather and I got home and was able to get it inside without any rain, which was great. So then, you know, I'm super excited because I'm done with all that. I'm finally ready to start setting this guy up. Time to undo the unboxing, which is always a blast with any kind of technology or new thing you're excited about. The unboxing piece is one of the best experiences. So one thing that I had read on some of the reviews was, and I know this because I bought pre-built machines before, whether they're for other people or they were for, you know, projects that I had at some point or other. You know, I bought several higher end pre-built machines, and there's always one consistent piece that the parts that come in them are brand-wise never the same. So with a pre-built gaming PC, you know, I knew that I was getting a motherboard. I knew that I was getting a 2070, you know, GPU. But what I didn't know was what the brands were, any of that, because that is all up to the manufacturer. It's all whatever which 2070 they happen to have available when they're assembling that single unit. And it super varies. So I'm like, okay, you know, that's not a big deal. I had an entry-level MSI 1080 Ti in my last gaming desktop. So I'm like, you know what, whatever, cool. Hot temperatures, I can live with it. You know, little bit of thermal throttling, I can deal. So I get home, I unbox this thing, it's gorgeous. You know, there's some really nice packing material actually inside the case to protect all the internal components. And I pull that out. And that's when I basically shit a brick. Because, you know, I'm expecting that there's going to be, you know, a Founders Edition card or, you know, a really low level entry card in here. Nope. I take the packing material out from inside the case and lo and behold, the first thing I see is a EVGA GeForce RTX 2070. So not only did I get a 2070, but I got an EVGA. And if you guys don't know, EVGA is, in my opinion, the best GPU manufacturer on the market. They have the best overclocked cards. They run the best temperatures. They are the best bang for your buck, but they are always more expensive than, you know, going out. If I bought a 2070 and then I wanted an EVGA 2070, it would be a considerable difference in price. So I'm like shocked because I'm sitting here and I open it up and my surprise GPU inside was the 2070 from EVGA. One of the 2070s from EVGA, and I'm stoked. Like, I'm dancing around, I'm texting my friends, I'm chatting in Discord with some of my clan mates, like, you guys aren't gonna believe this shit, I'm so excited. So then I start diving in a little bit more, and I find out, I'm like, oh, I wonder what MOBO I got. I knew they're, you know, based on the size, it's a medium, a mid tower, and it's a, I knew it was, you know, a smaller ITX board. So I knew there were a few options, and I know the price ranges of those options because I parted them out, you know, last night when I was considering what I was going to buy. And I take a look, what did I get? I got a Gigabyte motherboard. Again, Gigabyte is another like high top end PC manufacturer. So I am incredibly excited about this new PC. I was blown away. I was floored. It also has some really cool custom, it's got four fans, two standard case fans, one additional case fan on the back, and then obviously the CPU fan. And that's not including the two fans built into the graphics card. So it's very well cooled. They all have custom RGB LED lights. So I was very, very excited to see that. I'm a big RGB chroma fan. I like my RGB lighting. I actually take, you know, a lot of care to find stuff that has that. So I was pretty stoked by that. So I get it all set up, plugged in, start on updates, you know, go help my wife with dinner so that we can, you know, act like adults and eat dinner so that I can come back down and play with my toy like a child. And got all that done, started, came down and then started the long process of, you know, for those of you who had to do the bought a new PC or transferred to a new computer, process of data transfers and software installs. So I started going through, and the first thing I had to do was the Windows updates, because I despise doing Windows updates after things are installed, when there's a lot of them. So the first thing I did was I cleared out all the Windows updates. Got that done, easy peasy. It was actually less than I expected. Next thing I did was NVIDIA. Got my NVIDIA drivers all updated. It actually had the current driver from December, which means it's only been manufactured for less than a month, because it had a driver install from the 12th of December. So the 12th of December, there was a GPU installed, driver installed. So it's only been built for, you know, less than a month. It was literally built, shipped out, got to this Best Buy, never sold, didn't sell, because the Best Buy that I bought it from is in an area that it doesn't see a lot of foot traffic. It doesn't get a lot of tech purchases. It's always kind of a ghost town of that Best Buy, but luckily it worked out for me in this case. And then I started downloading, you know, Steam, Origin, Blizzard, so that I could get everything installed, get things downloaded, start doing some testing and some playthroughs. So I installed the ones, and I wasn't sure what I wanted to test, and I decided to go with Destiny. Destiny, I felt like, was a nice point from a graphic standpoint, because it's a new game. It's visually got a lot going on. It's a shooter, so it's fast-paced, it's twitchy. You know, there's a PvP element to it, so I've got other places I can test, you know. So I downloaded Destiny 2, which was a big update. It's almost 90 gigs, if it's not 90 gigs. And so I downloaded that. It took a while. I've got great internet, but even on my internet, it took, you know, a considerable amount of time. And came down to run everything. The nice thing about NVIDIA is it actually optimizes all of your games for you automatically. So I ran that, got it optimized, launched Destiny 2. Lo and behold, everything is set to ultra. NVIDIA GeForce Manager optimized it. Everything's set to ultra, the max settings on Destiny 2. I turn on, obviously, VSync, you know, so I can get my locked frame rate with my monitor. I did some new controls to go along with the setup that I use, because I actually, my main playthrough is I use a Razer Tartarus, which is a gaming keypad. If you check my stuff on like Discord or Twitter, you can see what that setup looks like, what that is. The Razer Tartarus is really cool though. It's a mechanical keypad. I like it a lot. And then I use the Dark Core RGB SE Corsair mouse, because it has incredible performance, but it's also wireless, over 1 millisecond wireless, Bluetooth, and you can hardline it. So, but it has the same number of buttons as the 502, and it's almost the same size as the 502. So it was a kind of a perfect mid ground for me. So I got this installed. I got Destiny running. pop it up, and immediately I go to my settings just to see what the game set at. And I see that it set at everything max, and I'm like, hell yes, that's a good sign. The only thing that wasn't turned on was VSync. So I turned on VSync, everything else is set to max, so I launch the tower. Go into the tower, not a single frame rate drop. I'm like, cool. The tower tends to be one of those places where memory leaks or tower drops, or frame rate drops, nothing there. And I've got CAM. For those of you guys who don't know what CAM is a software from NZXT. It is a free software that lets you monitor your stats of your PC. So your temperatures, your utilization, etc. It's a great tool. I highly recommend if you're a PC gamer and you don't have CAM, install it. It's great. NZXT makes great products. So I'm running this tool, very cool, and I get really excited because I see that these frame rates are maxed out, this resolution's maxed. My resolution's maxed out, my GPU, my graphics settings are maxed out, to ultra. I'm like, okay, cool, let's jump into Crucible. My Crucible is probably the best way to see. It's kind of the best way to see what the performance is going to be like from a little bit more of a hardcore standpoint. Because, PvP, fast pace, shooter, twitchy. So I jumped into PvP and I had a stellar game, first off. I think I had a 3.5 KD on that first game. One of my best games in quite some time, considering I haven't really played Destiny 2 in probably a couple months. Because the Shadow cloud service I was using, for whatever reason, Destiny 2 didn't work on it. I could never get it to work. Always had, 30 or less FPS. And so I just didn't play it. So I'm playing, Destiny 2 PvP, ultra settings, 60 FPS finally. I'm doing work. I'm taking names. I'm very excited. Go into, some of the standard PvE areas next. The Cosmodrome, which is another place, the first spawn into the Cosmodrome is notorious. Or not the Cosmodrome, the EDZ. Cosmodrome was Destiny 1. The EDZ is notorious for dropped frame rates. Hop in there, no issues, frame rate locked, no stuttering, no screen tearing, no delay. My GPU temperatures are sitting like in the mid-50s, and my GPU fans aren't even turning on because the load is so low and the temperatures are so low that it doesn't need to cool off. So it's so cool from the internal case, it doesn't even have to turn on. And nor did it the entire time that I played on Ultra. While still using two monitors and monitoring everything, I had Chrome open. I was unbelievably impressed. Just crazy excited. So I've been super happy for the last few hours, just getting my new desktop set up, playing around with it. But I really owe you guys an apology because I wanted this episode to be out last week, but the episode was about my setup. So if I'd had it out last week, it would have been, I would have either had to do a retraction or I would have had to do an episode about how, the episode, everything we just talked about in the last episode is now a moot point because it doesn't work anymore. So that's what my setup is going to look like. If you're not following me on Twitter, my Twitter is at I'm Colin McCarty. You can find me on there. I posted a bunch of pictures of the setup. Also, make sure you join my Discord. You can find the link in the description for the podcast. Join the Discord. We had a discussion about the new setup, talking about Anthem currently in there, kind of some preparations for that. I posted some cool pictures in there, and I'm going to post more of the setup pictures, etc., in the Discord tomorrow. So that kind of wraps, what this video is. This one's a little bit shorter, the video. It's not a video, podcast. What this, let's remember, you guys, this is the me real, not really scripted kind of thing, so you don't get the edited, you don't get the... the bleeper reel, you get the me just kind of being real and, flubbing my words and, sometimes having to go back and repeat myself. So next week starts the first of my game series episodes. So episode 3 will be the start of my game series, and we're going to be focusing on Anthem. And the rest of the month, we're going to be probably focusing on Anthem. Talking about, what we know so far, what we are excited about, the concerns we have, the questions we have, going to be talking about the footage. Anthem is IGN's, game of the month this month. So they're doing all their IGN first content on Anthem, videos. So make sure you go over to IGN's YouTube page, subscribe over there and watch all of their, their other stuff because they're posting videos. I don't know if they're posting them every day during the week, but I think they're doing every other day during the week. They're posting a new video about Anthem, some behind the scenes footage, etc. So go over there, check it out. We'll definitely be talking about it. I'll probably have a guest next week. I have a couple people who have already, you know, reached out about wanting to be on the podcast anyway. I've got a couple people who have been wanting to chat about Anthem. So we'll probably have a guest next week for the launch of the gaming series. And that's going to be, I would imagine that episode will probably be much closer to an hour. So you guys are going to get, you know, about 40 minutes today, but I would expect the next one will be probably, you know, an hour on the nose, if not even a couple minutes after an hour. I don't want to go much over an hour. I want an hour to kind of be the cutoff. My goal, you know, I talked about this last week, my goal is anywhere from like 30 minutes to an hour. You know, enough time to chat, to go over some stuff, give you guys some updates, talk about my thoughts. So I would expect that gaming series episodes will probably be very close to an hour, and the series more like this, the just chatting, catching up on certain topics may not last as long. So they may be closer to, you know, 30, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, as opposed to a full hour. So make sure you guys hit the subscribe button here on Anchor or wherever you're listening to, so you get all the notifications for additional episodes. As I mentioned in the last episode, make sure you follow me on all the social medias. Colin McCarty on Instagram. Is it Colin McCarty? I'm Colin McCarty. It's one of those. It's in the description. At I'm Colin McCarty on Twitter. Join the Discord. I will post a link again as well for that. And you can also find a link to the Discord in the podcast description. Share it out to your friends. Tweet me on Twitter if you have questions about Anthem, if you want to take a look at my setup, if you have questions about my setup, you know, things you want me to talk about in the podcast, maybe even future topic ideas, definitely tweet them at me. Join the Discord, put them in there. I would love to hear all of your ideas about the podcast, etc., where you want the content to go. The other piece is soon we will be starting the pre-recorded content that's going up on YouTube. And one of those, I may actually start that with this coming week's stuff on Anthem, because there are things that I can actually show, but it also might just be a discussion. There might not be video that goes with it. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to do that yet, but I will tell you that stuff on YouTube is going to be happening soon. I will definitely post footage from the demo. From both demos, once I have a chance to go through it, I will post my highlights. Storm for Life, I'm really excited about the Storm Javelin. That's another thing, you guys, tweet me which, if you're going to be playing Anthem or picking it up, tweet me which Javelin you want to play and why. Not just which, I want the why behind it. It tells me a little bit about each and every one of you, and I like that. So stay tuned for next week's series launch focusing on Anthem. And we will... you know, we'll talk again soon. We'll McChat again soon. So thank you guys for hanging out. McParty on. Have a great night.